وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human traits and at the same time vices that either we should have or we should not have, and depends on which way we will go, we will affect ourselves and those around us. Among the vices that we have been speaking about and we said we should not have is example is actually thulm, oppression to oneself or to others, something that we should not do. And we spoke about the consequences of thulm and what would happen to us in this world and what would happen to us in the hereafter. Now, obviously, we want to learn how can I and you refrain from committing oppression to ourselves and to other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the criteria. He has given us the way and the blueprint to move forward and overcome our oppression. First and foremost, to stop being oppressive to ourselves and to others is to stop sinning. Sin itself is an oppression to myself and to other people. The more I sin, the more I'm harming myself and other people. So the first thing that we have to begin with is to avoid sins. Two, once we start to avoid sins and stop them, we have to repent as much as we can. So as we say, kathratu tawbah. There is no limitation when it comes to seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to constantly seek forgiveness from Allah. And doing istighfar, which is also necessary. So it is a chain. Stop sinning, repent, and constantly do istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the criteria that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me and you to have. So for example, we see in chapter Ali Imran in verse 135, Allah says when it comes to dhulm and oppression, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Those who commit an indecency or oppression to themselves, what do? Allah says, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهُ. First of all, they remember Allah. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Then they would ask Allah for forgiveness for their sins. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Surely it's only Allah who can forgive their sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me and you to repent and to stop sinning. And then Allah says, وَلَمْ يَصُرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. They don't insist or keep doing what they did. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. While they know. So the key here is to move forward and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repent and constantly do istighfar to Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was quoted saying, Ya ayyuha an-nas, tubu ila Allah. O people, repent to Allah. Fa inni atubu fil yawmi ilayhi mi'ata marra. For I, myself, the Messenger of Allah, seek repentance from Allah or to Allah 100 times a day. If the most infallible being on the face of existence seeks repentance 100 times a day, then I and you should even do it 20,000 times a day, because it is very sensitive. Now, before I continue, let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program for humanity. So we were talking about oppression to oneself and how we can avoid it. So one we said is that we need to stop sinning and also seek istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran in terms of trying to help ourselves and stop ourselves from being oppressive to ourselves and others is to fight ourselves. Ourselves, the human being is like a wild horse. If you don't tame it, if you don't put a leash on it, it will go wild. You won't be able to ride that horse. Same thing with us. If I give myself whatever it needs, whatever it wants, then obviously it will, at some point, it will throw me in a pit where I will end up hurting myself. So jihad an-nafs, fighting oneself or struggling towards oneself, is one of the most important elements in the notion of akhlaq, of morals and ethics in Islam. Allah says, when he talks about this in chapter An-Nazi'at in verse 40, he says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. For he who is afraid of the status of his Lord, of the maqam, of the when we look at Allah, He is a supreme leader, He is a supreme creator, He is a supreme in every sense of the word. So when I look at Him, it has to be a look of servant towards His master. So it should put the fear in my heart. So He says, whoever is fearful of his Lord's state or status, وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى, and he fights himself, then he is the one who is going to be successful. So there is a constant call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that me and you, we should constantly fight and fight ourselves. At no point should I say to myself, oh, you're okay, you're good today. No, the self is like a little child that requires constant maintenance, that requires me to be constantly watching it. Because with a child, if you let it loose and you don't watch a child, they will definitely do something harmful to themselves and to other people. So this is something that we also need to keep in mind. And also we need to keep in mind that any dhulm, any oppression to oneself, is, it will be punished. It will not go unnoticed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything has a aqibah. It has an end. It has a consequence, whether it is in this dunya or in the akhirah. And lastly, I will end with this point, is that we need to also keep in mind that not being oppressive, that being fair, being kind, being merciful to people, and also being kind to ourselves, has a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is rewarded in this world, and also it is rewarded in the hereafter. So, whether depends on how we look at it. We can either look at it from either way, and both ways will be beneficial for ourselves. If we look at it, the fact that I'm going to get a lot of thawab and reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I'm winning. Refraining, if I look at that aside, refraining from sins and this and that, that in itself is a virtue. So I'm being successful in this world and in the hereafter. So Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا. Surely successful is he who purifies it. If we want to go that way. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهَا. And he who pollutes it is the one that will lose. Thank you for listening. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.